Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season two arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Rodgers excited to have him here.
Yep.
And he's going deep. They have not had a deep ball in a month. And Metcalf makes the catch. Warren, the running back. Warren, they fake it to him. Rodgers still has it. He's going to take off running for the touchdown. Aaron Rodgers. Pick up the rush. They throw it downfield. Metcalf over the shoulder. Did he have possession? They say yes. Here's Gainwell. There's open room, and he's in for the touchdown. 6-yard touchdown run by Kenneth Gainwell. From the pocket.
And he's the legs, no spy.
Looks around, now just tosses it. Picked off. Did not have enough air under it. And James Pierre jumps up and brings it down. Jackson from the gun. Taken off. Nope, now throws. He's got him. It's likely for the touchdown. Dump it off. Got it. Got the first down with Warren. Warren going to go untouched. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. A play so simple that was not defended. 38 yards and a touchdown. Looking, dancing, looking, throws. Incomplete at the goal line. He tried to get it to Andrews, and the Steelers defense makes the play.
Get back, get back.
Here you
Take
go.
Take the outcut right away. They're taking
7 seconds. They're running after him, and they get to him. They end the game with a sack. Highsmith.
Well, it's huge. Can't say it's not a huge win. It really is. Vibes are up, but we have a lot of good film to watch, and we need to keep improving off of these good performances.
This song is in honor of Joe Starkey, who spent time in Nashville, came away a country singer. And now he can sing his own songs. He doesn't need me. The Christmas Carol will be coming up in Nashville style.
What a town, Bob. What a town that is. You go Sunday morning at 9 a.m. You're walking around and there's live music everywhere. Can I get something off my chest, Bob, before we get into
Yes, and I know what you're talking about. My daughter, Chelsea, was just down
there
with her husband, and they were unbelievably talented people everywhere. But
it's an hour away, Bob. And by the way, I saw two bands, and I might add this to Limits. I saw a solo singer who looked just like Taylor Swift and sounded better than her. And I asked her if she would like to do music for the show. She said yes.
Wow.
I asked another band yesterday. Like you said, Bob, you know,
they need a break.
They're scrounging for money, and they're unbelievable musicians. So I walked up to them. I don't even know what their name was. I told them the situation, you know, popular station. We're looking for original music. Bob, we're going to get some really, really good music in the next probably couple weeks.
I'm excited about that. I like our theme song as it is right now, but there's always different versions and different
styles. Yeah, I do too. The one that Limits doesn't play on Mondays, which is the most important day of the week.
And again, I didn't play it because we have highlights to play and we have other things to play.
Very defensive this morning. Very defensive this morning. It's like the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He's got a Kenny Pickett jersey on.
Lamar Jackson, very defensive.
It's an Aaron Rodgers jersey.
Limits, can I get something off my chest before we start here?
Yes.
And there's a lot to get into. Goodness knows, Bob, there's a lot to get into. I flew Southwest, and I've had it. I've had it with the middle seat protection like it's a parking spot in Pittsburgh with your chair. Both planes were basically filled, and both times, going there and back, I had to go to the back because I was one of the last ones on, understandable. But both times, I went up to somebody and said, I'm sorry, can I sit in the middle? And both times, I got attitude. Both times. On the way there.
That's why I never liked that system.
It's not a good system.
No.
Everybody thinks they have some kind of right to the middle seat, and how dare you sit there. I get it if it's an open plane, Bob. I get that. This was not an open plane. There was a lady in the aisle on the way there. My wife went to sit by the window, so I went to sit with my wife. May I do that? Do I have permission to do that? So I followed my wife in. I said, oh, I'm going to sit in here too. And the lady says, oh, you are? I said, yes, I am. I'm going to sit next to my wife.
I can't wait for the day. It's going to be like meet the parents or meet the Falkers, whatever it was, when he gets dragged off a plane because of bomb, 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 bomb. Joe Starkey is going to be that guy who's going to be carried off. He says, please, that's what I'm saying. I'm not, no. Ballsy, help me.
You know those viral clips of people throwing tantrums on air?
No. Joe. Here's the thing. I wasn't the aggrieved party here acting out. They were. Then on the way back.
But you don't stop. You go back.
Oh, no.
If they're going to give you that aggrievedness, you're going to give it right back. Oh, really? You think you're entitled to that seat?
Well, listen to what happened on the way back. The same thing. We're the last ones on, so we're going to the back of the plane. There's no open rows. There's not a single open aisle or window seat. So I have to make a call. My wife sits up a little further. I go back a few rows. And sure enough, I think it was two sisters maybe, two women. I don't know. But one was in the aisle. One was in the window. I said again, very politely, I'm sorry. I'm going to sit in the middle. So then the lady, very huffily, I might add, Bob, says, I'll just sit in the middle because she wanted to sit next to her friend or whoever it was. And then I'm like, all right, so I'm getting attitude again, right? Because of the middle seat. It's my middle seat. No, it's not. It's America. It's anybody's middle seat. And in fact, in an empty plane, I would have a right to sit in the middle seat, but I wouldn't do that. And then she whispered, then her friend by the window whispers to her and says, it's not even a full plane, to which I then interjected with them and said, actually, it's pretty darn close to a full plane, and there's not one aisle or window seat behind us.
You should have said, do you want me to sit on your lap if you can't give me the middle seat? Because I will, if that's what makes you happy.
Have you guys
experienced this? I hate that system. I do not like that system. I've said it from the beginning. I don't like it at all because it leads to these kinds. Well, they have to change it. They should have changed it. It's ridiculous. I also would like to see them change. You have to buy everything. You want to... a Coke or whatever on some place you got to play. You want anything you want, you got to pay extra for. It's enough. You're getting all the money. What do you want more money for?
Right. And then they hand you a bag of stale
pretzels.
Yes. I've had it with the middle seat protection system. I've just had it. Have you experienced this?
Hey, Austin, one day we're going to see him being escorted out of a plane and he's going to be barking back and it's going to be Instagram gold.
It was going to be a video of those viral people
That's
on airplanes,
I mean. It's
Bob,
be what, it's,
that everyone makes a meme of. Joe will one day be a meme.
Oh, you are? Yes.
You don't like attitude like that.
I am.
That's why you have to check in early when they say to check in.
People are not.
I have as much right to that seat as I have to a parking spot that's not taken.
Well,
this is America. I have a right to that seat.
Isn't Southwest now doing that you can select your own seat?
I don't know what they're doing.
I think they're starting that, and they should have. I don't like that system. I never did. Just because of the very thing you said. Nobody wants that middle chair.
Yeah.
And if you're willing to do it, they should welcome you to do it, because other than that, you may have to move there.
At that point, I didn't have a choice at that point.
Yeah.
There was only middle seats left. It's just unbelievable.
He's an angry Christmas elf, Bob.
Yeah. That's not where we start today, Bob. In fact, all anger, well, some anger has dissipated for people, I think, toward the Steelers, but that's kind of where I start. I guess with open phones and sort of old school sports talk at 412-928-9370. I heard some people, one guy in particular calling the morning show, still ticked off at this team, saying, I still don't believe they got lucky. And then I saw one of our salespeople in the hallway and said, you know, how do you feel? How'd your husband feel? She said, oh, he's always angry, but yesterday he was happy. So where are we with the Steelers beating the Ravens? Like, it's this strange, nonsensical world that we live in, created by 8 years of high-end mediocrity and not having a franchise quarterback. Were you not entertained? I was, but where are they going, Bob? They're in first place. That's good. But where are they going? They have big games ahead that we're looking forward to talking about and getting ready for. Probably a home playoff game. I mean, they'd really have to screw this up now based on the schedules and the tiebreakers and the fact that they're a game ahead. But where are they going? And this is awesome. And in other years, we'd be having a ticker tape parade today. But where are they going, Bob? And finally, they beat the Ravens in Baltimore, and they made the Ravens suffer. Isn't that a good thing? And there's more upset in Baltimore than there is here right now with the coach, today at least. And they threw the Ravens into turmoil, but they're still only 7-6. And where are they going?
Well,
Bob?
Right now, they're going to the playoffs based on how it is, and they're 7-6. And I agree with your one assessment.
Well, they always go to the playoffs.
But I agree with your one assessment that that was a highly entertaining game. I always value entertainment from sports. In fact, that's the number one reason why I like to watch it. There's always something different going on. I watched the Duke and Virginia game. Don't ask me why, but I thought it would be interesting to see what would happen as a fallout to the college football playoff. And that game turned out to be highly entertaining and highly interesting, with a lot of questions attached to it. So for me, that was a game I was anxious to watch to see how they would respond. I have nothing but the utmost respect for Aaron Rodgers, how he's dealing with this situation. He may have been the most motivated guy out there at age 42. And that's saying something about him. He doesn't need to do anything else in his career. He's a Hall of Famer waiting to be first ballot, slam dunk. Yet he's out there at age 42 after he just got, you know, plowed over by a Bosa train last week and almost broke his nose, and he came back for more with a broken wrist.
Yeah.
And here he's out there still doing this. I get a lot of respect for that, and I think the Steelers made plays when they have to. Was it perfect? No. Do they have flaws? Yes. Could they lose out to the Baltimore Ravens? Even though Baltimore looks bad right now, they still control their own destiny if they went out there in, because that would include a win over Pittsburgh at the end of the year. So I thought it was fascinating, and as much as you don't like this parody, most people – as much as people say, well, look, everybody's mediocre, that's what the NFL has strived for years. They want this head bashing at the end of the year, which creates very interesting storylines. So where are they going? They're going to a Miami game, which they could very easily lose on Monday night. So I don't know. This team is a very interesting team to try to figure out. But for the time being, people should be happy about it. You know, that's the way I look at it. Yes, you have problems. Yes, I understand the long-ranging effects that people want to talk about. But for now, they're first place. Stranger things have happened. They could get in and get on a roll. Who knows?
You mentioned Duke, Bob. What if the NFL went college football playoff committee and excluded the AFC North champ from the playoffs?
They might.
might happen.
The ACC was lucky, and Duke made it possible for Miami to get in.
Right.
But if they did that, then there's a whole bunch of other stuff we could talk about. But
listen.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's hot sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Do you agree with Bob, first of all, that you should be happy today? That's what Bob said.
Yeah.
Are you? 412.
Why do you watch a game if you're a fan?
Well, I hear you. 412-928-9370. I'll tell you exactly what I think. And believe me, I'm as confused as anybody else about this team. And I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked if they lost out or if they won out. I think they're gonna win this division and have a home playoff game, maybe against the Bills, because of the schedule. It's not just the one game lead. It's the Ravens face Joe Burrow, Drake May, and Jordan Love before they come back here.
Mm-hmm.
And the Steelers have games against the Dolphins and Browns, sandwiched with a trip to Detroit. Nothing easy there. I know. But it's the schedule, for one, and then it's the tiebreakers. And if they finish tied, and let's assume the Ravens would win here to forge a tie, if we're talking tiebreakers, it would go head-to-head, even. It would go division, presumably even. And the third tiebreaker would be conference, and the Steelers are two games ahead of the Ravens in the conference standings. That's how they would likely win a tiebreaker. And that Ravens-Bills game from the first week of the season, the game that continues to haunt the Ravens, I believe, emotionally, is gonna maybe do them in the end. But here's what I think, Bob. This is my honest thought today. I'm looking you in the eyes and being as honest as possible. And you're a very forgiving and compassionate man as you look over here.
I
know you're gonna accept whatever I say lovingly, aren't you?
I am. Your opinion is your opinion. It values to me.
I think that the Steelers can compete in this weakened, watered-down AFC. Now, please, am I predicting that they'll win a playoff game? No. I've been consistent about that all year through the ups and downs. I think they're headed to the same spot. However, in a conference where Kansas City and Baltimore are fading fast and almost cooked, and where New England, Denver, and Jacksonville are the top three seeds, I actually think the Steelers can compete in that little circle. Call me crazy. I do. If some of what we saw yesterday is real, and I don't know if it is, Bob. Do they have a real quarterback? Do they have an actual downfield passing game? And are their stars on defense, their playmakers is maybe a better word, going to be healthy? Because that's not always the case, but TJ Watt, Hayward, and Highsmith are healthy right now. They can actually compete in this little circle of teams in the AFC. I honestly believe that. Your take.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen worse situations as far as conference mediocrity, and I think that's where we are. Go back to the freak show, the Pirates of 1997, I think, where They had no business competing for any of that, but because everything else was down, they took advantage of it. I think, like you, that they can get in and win at least one playoff game. In fact, I said so at the beginning. I thought if everything went right, and that includes Rodgers. And again, I think going into this last four games, he's the quarterback who seems to be most inspired and most productive of all the quarterbacks I've seen. Joe Burrow is back, yes, but he made a dumb throw yesterday, got picked off for a pick six to your Bills. I think Aaron Rodgers, who would have thought at this juncture of the season, he'd come off 284 yards passing, just a tremendous effort on his part. I didn't see it lasting this long. They are up and down. They have to figure out more consistency on their offense. But yesterday, and I think all the talk, all the narrative about not throwing down the field was heard inside that locker room and inside that coaching room.
Yeah.
And they wanted to stop that, but also take advantage of what they thought was an opportunity down the field. And boy, did they. That first throw by Rodgers was great. I can see them doing both. I could see them, and that's such a wishy-washy, I guess, approach, but I think that's where we are. One week to the next week, I don't know what we're going to see.
Yeah.
And until they string it together, when was the last time they won back-to-back games? You have to go all the way back to the beginning of the season, right? Did they? Yeah, because they were 4-1 at some point.
Yes.
But they haven't. They talk about stacking wins. That's the word, stack. Let's see if they can stack. Based on yesterday, going on the road, doing what they did to Baltimore, yeah, they could do that. Miami's an average team. You don't know what you're going to get. They're hot right now. But they could very easily fall back into what the Dolphins were early in the season.
Well, jumping off what you said there, first of all, after the Bills game, Aaron Rodgers looked older than Dick Van Dyke, Bob. How old is Dick Van
Dyke?
He's
like 97.
Is he 97?
He's 99. Yeah.
99. Good for Dick.
That was Dick Van Dyke with a broken arm in that game, Bob.
Yeah, 99.
He was the story yesterday.
Bob, he turns 100 on December 13th.
Does he?
We should sing happy birthday to Dick
we
Van
really
Dyke
should.
On that day.
Yeah, we should.
We really should.
Or have Rodgers sing it to him. And he turned 42 last week, so he's almost halfway there.
Happy birthday
No, Malsey. So he was the story yesterday. That's what I'm talking about as like a flicker of hope, is if you have a quarterback who can get the ball down the field to go with some playmakers on defense who are healthy, and they rarely are this time of year, it doesn't exactly make for a juggernaut, but it makes for a team that could be interesting when the playoffs start. Assuming they get there, they could be interesting. I'm going to say that again repeatedly today, Bob. Now, the other side of that is this game brought up memories of the Colts game from 2020. Do you remember that game, Bob? The Steelers hadn't completed a downfield pass since Moby Dick was a minnow.
Okay. I refresh my memory on what you said. Yes.
It's the same, all the same stuff.
Right.
Late stage Ben and late stage Aaron having all the same issues. So they go into the Colts game. They're falling apart after an 11-0 start, and they fall behind by 17. And then in the second half, Ben just decides to do what he wants and flings the ball down the field. They have an unbelievable comeback. I think he had 230 yards in the second half. However, that is exactly what that proved to be, a flicker and not a flame. The passing game just died out after that. So is what we saw yesterday real and sustainable and transferable to future games? I don't know, but I didn't expect to see it either. So I'm very curious. They actually completed actual NFL passes down the field. Right?
Especially to the guy who's making 150, and I hate to keep bringing up a contract. I thought he played a heck of a game, too. DK Metcalf was down the field making plays.
Yeah.
And I also give him a big applause for going in on special teams. You don't expect to see that from a guy who's your star wide receiver.
Went in as a gunner.
Yeah. I mean, that takes a lot of guts, and for the coaching staff to allow it is surprising to me, but they needed help there. He volunteered to do it, so he gets a game ball for that, but... Yeah, I want to see that, but we still did not see tight ends prominently figured, although Freiermuth was so wide open on that 38-yard touchdown pass.
Everybody was.
It's like, unbelievable. I don't know what the Ravens were doing there, but you know, two catches for Pat. You had zero catches for Jonnu Smith again. Those are supposed to be weapons that are utilized. They're paid to be utilized, and so far they haven't been utilized. So that's still a head-scratcher to me.
Man, just to see Rodgers bounce back like that was worth something, because I did not expect to see it.
And you even
Buffalo
got a discount
game.
Double check You didn't expect to see that today.
Oh, yeah. He, like you said, he played with a certain competitive fire. We had Mark Cabali and Chris Hoke last week telling us that they thought Mason was a better option than Aaron going into that game. And I didn't really blame them for that. But Aaron bounced back with a certain fire. You mentioned, what do you call it again? The discount
double check.
Yeah, the championship belt.
Yeah.
The champions. And then Tomlin mimicked it on the sidelines, which was tremendous. But that was Aaron yesterday. He runs for a touchdown. He fights with his broken wrist to make that play. We can talk about that call later.
There's so
later,
many plays to talk about.
But he was fighting for it. He was snapping on Artie. It looked like he wanted to go over there and kick Artie right in the groin on that play, didn't it?
And he was right.
He was right on that one. So he was him and the officiating. But from the Steelers' standpoint, really, Rodgers was the story. Wasn't he, Bob? And if
Absolutely.
You have that, if you have that, you might have a chance. I just don't know if it's real yet, but I didn't think you were even going to get that. I didn't even think we'd be asking the question, hey, is his game yesterday for real? I didn't think we'd be presented with that question today.
Well, the one thing that has to continue to happen is he was not touched once by the Baltimore Ravens in the form of a sack. They did a good job trying to keep things away from him. And the other thing we saw from his 42-year-old feet, and did he go to the good feet store, I wonder, because he was all over the place trying to keep plays alive. Never thought he would have a rushing touchdown in this game. I never thought he'd be able to extend plays the way he did. He knew when to avoid traffic, when to step up in the pocket, all of that. But it starts with good protection, and for large portions of this game, he had it.
412-928-9370. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Bob, I think my voice is in pretty good shape today. And yet, I'm always a little bit ashamed here because you have the real voice. And then, even compared to you, some of those guys in Nashville, some of the guys on stage, just when they talk,
amazing.
Oh my God!
I mean, I've been to Nashville once a long time. I haven't been there recently. My daughter, as I said, went there last week with her husband and loved it, and said same thing you did. Got out of bed in the morning and there were people singing already.
Yeah,
they're just
any
trying
bar
to get.
You walk
they're
into.
Just trying to. They're like an undrafted free agent.
Yeah,
they're just saying, please give me a chance. I need a rep. Give me a rep.
Can we take a show field trip there, Bob? It's only an hour away. Limits, would you like to go there?
Oh, I would love to go. I've never been.
I want to
wear
see
a Drew Aller jersey.
Austin, like what we should do is you sit by the window, I sit by the aisle, and have
we'll
him walk
right
and say,
middle.
I'm sorry, do you mind? I said, no, you're not sitting here. Sorry. This is our space.
The guitar player yesterday in the morning had a Steve Largent jersey on, which was gigantic. So, Limits, I really do think a Drew Aller jersey would be appropriate.
I would wear my Drew Aller jersey very proudly, like I will do at the Pinstripe Bowl, Bob. The Pinstripe Bowl.
Well.
Why didn't they pick Penn State in that
because
game, Bob?
It would have been the natural choice. They're going to cite, as that committee cited, I think, that that's a localized rivalry that doesn't have broad. Tell me what Clemson brings. Are they going to bring? I think fans traveling to New York, there'll be more of them in Pitt Penn State than Penn State Clemson.
By far, I think, yeah. There's no doubt.
These are very confusing times, I would imagine, for Steeler fans. How are you supposed to feel? How do you feel? 412-928-9370. As I said off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Mr. P, let's hit the phones.
All righty. Let's start with Mike and Brentwood, Mr. Starkey.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys, I got to tell you, I got an appointment. I'm driving to my therapist right now because I don't know what to do. You know, I went into the game, I listened to Pony and Mueller, and I was kind of with them thinking, I'm going to root for them to lose out, get rid of Tomlin. I'm not a Tomlin supporter, and I figured that's the only way Rooney's going to get rid of them is they just tank and look horrible. Kickoff, I just can't root for the Ravens. I'm sorry, I just couldn't do it.
No, and I don't blame you. I talked with Donnie on Donnie Football Friday about that, Bob. It's like it's easy to say big picture, we don't want them to win, but like you say, once the game starts,
it's
Mike.
It's fun. It's entertainment. Yeah. It keeps you in. You were there for the entire time, right, Mike? All the way through. You didn't leave.
Yeah, well, and it's just that I think I despise Baltimore more than I despise having Tomlin. And
you despise what?
I despise Baltimore more than I despise having Tomlin as the coach, and I can't see Rooney really getting rid of him. So the idea of rooting against Pittsburgh for Baltimore was very confusing, but I was going to give it a shot, and I just couldn't do it. And then as the game's proceeding, I'm like, I wish I could, because these guys, I mean, it's like the refs, and I'm obviously a Pittsburgh guy, but I'm thinking, how are they making that call? How, you know, I'm like, it's just...
Which one?
The eye yeah, on all of them. Look at the eye test.
You're talking about the likely touchdown that wasn't?
Well, we're going to break those down.
The likely touchdown, and I still haven't seen a replay of what they supposedly did to Chris Kunitz to get, you know, the field goal.
He's back from retirement. Kunitz right side, centers the pass to Crosby.
I thought Pascal Dupuis had a hell of a game, Bob. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it.
Mike's got to go to therapist for more now. He's mixing all the sports together.
That was great. Bob, why don't we get into the calls next? People are on board. The phone lines are lighting up like Malzi in a craft beer house, right?
They're already full, Joe.
Like Crowley at Mountaineer Field. Like Pony in the Carrier Dome. Anything else, Bob?
No.
Like Richie Walsh at a hairspray convention? Yeah. Does he use hairspray or mousse,
no,
Bob?
No, he doesn't have to use any of it. It's,
no?
It's just
it's natural
move.
Still?
Mousse?
Mousse. I only use mousse. You don't use mousse?
Do you use mousse?
You got to use mousse.
Look at
your,
lot of it.
You have it in your hair. What are you
I
talking about?
I don't have
about?
Mousse,
you have
but
mousse.
I have like a, I have a paste that I use.
Well, paste,
you know,
mousse, same thing.
Paste.
I think it's looking pretty nice today, Bob, huh?
Yeah, it's pasted
fluff
up.
To
it looks
it?
Good. A little fluff, yeah. I got to get that, you know, a little foundation upward.
I might need a haircut before Christmas, though.
Bob, did you see Kenny Pickett got in the game yesterday?
And was pretty good.
What did you make of the ending of that game? A quick aside
that's,
here.
I don't know what to make of that. That's very strange.
The Raiders kick a field goal at the buzzer to cover. Is that right?
Yeah, I
to
just
cover.
To cover. That made no sense to me. And if you're ever thinking about people are in on a take, this would make you wonder for sure. I mean, no reason for that.
How about Kenneth Pickett going 8-for-11 for 97 and a touchdown, Bob, and 130 passer rating?
Well, Geno Smith has been terrible, so they may as well just stick to him and see what happens.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com. And an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free.
Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.